So here, go bindu has a translation, I forget what is the meaning. Go means the world, bindu is he who gives joy to the whole universe, Govinda. And whose nature is Parama Ananda, Satchidananda Ananda, who is not an embodied personality, but it is the bliss of the supreme nature.
Govinda was his guru.
Govinda, that is the link here. He is actually saying his guru, Govinda Pad, but Govinda is used in both ways. He who generalizes, anyone can think that he is praising that guru who is the source of all joy for the whole universe. Also he is saying specifically, he is naming my guru Govinda Pad, our salutation, my salutations to him. Now it is a very important verse, you all know, that is what is this life, and what is the value of this life, what is the importance of this life. So he says, jantunam narajanma durlabha atah pumastam tato viprata tasmad vaidika dharma parata vidyat tam asmat param atmanatma vivechanam svanubhavo brahmatmana sangasthiti muktair na sat janma koti sukritair punnair vina labdhate. This is when Shankara, our Turiyananda Swami, used to give this class to the Western devotees first time. So this book is from that. So he didn't take literal meaning. He used to just read this and explain like that. So that is the way the translation has come. Mainly the thing is this, we are born jantu. Jantu means
animals.
Amongst the animal life. Even the human life is an animal life. Those who have no craving for higher life, what is the difference between an animal life and a human life? They eat, sleep, die and finish one day. So any human being just being born here and just living few days and little joy, little suffering, little pain, little this and one day gone. So it is jantu. Amongst the jantus, animals, human animal, narajanma, this birth in this human birth, it is very special, durlabham, it is very rare. It is, rarely it happens means, you may not be born in human birth, who knows? Even if it is said 8.4 million
species.
So many lives, so many species in the universe, we our evolution, in the path of evolution, went from one birth to the other birth to the other birth. And not only that, in one birth, how many lives are necessary? You can go, how many spiders are there in the world? Varieties. Go to the any tree, say you, any particular flower, how many varieties of flowers are there? So it is not that we are satisfied with one birth. We always desire, I will be born like that. That is very good. I have this flower, that flower is better. So our desire is endless, so we went through infinite number of births. So then having so many births, but in these births of the animals and the plants and trees, there is no higher thought. They cannot think of higher anything. Impulsive things, whatever, hunger, thirst, this, that, that is their life. So then, durlabha, that's why it is durlabha, to have a human birth. Then pungastang, pungastang people explain differently. Pungastang is the male body, normally, literal meaning. But I always mean it is the paurush, the zeal that I will realize, do something. Take a chair, give her a chair, like you. You can sit there also in a chair. That chair is also comfortable. See whatever is you feel comfortable. This is durlabham, then pungastam. In the orthodox Shankarites, they will say a male body. Female body is not good for spiritual realization. But we don't agree to that point because Upanishads are the replete with the spiritual giants like Gargi, Maitreyi, like all those ladies' names are there. So it is not just compatible with the scriptures. But Shankara maybe has talking, as Thakur speaks sometimes in the gospel amongst the male folks. Sometimes he is talking, oh women, be away from women, it is this, that. Because that is the normal attraction of the man. And when Ramakrishna is speaking amongst the women, they are also saying, hey, be careful, don't trust the male people. Holy Mother even said, if there is a doll, if it is a Narayana comes in the form, don't trust. This is Maya. So that is the point. But people, when it becomes written, the explanation goes differently. But it is very clear to understand that Pumstang means the Paurush. Paurush means, what is the translation of Paurush?
Virility.
I will realize God, I will know the truth. This type of zeal can come to anybody. If male or female is not the question. So they say this type of zeal is rare then. And then also, Tato Viprata. Thereafter, being born in a Vipra family, Brahmin family, there is also an explanation by the Orthodox Shankarites and others. They will say, they are to be born in a Brahmin family. But what about Ruidas? What about other saints of the whole world, say Americans, say all the Christian saints? They are Hindus, they are Brahmins. Then what about them? So you are limiting only realization to the few people who are born in a Brahmin. But Viprata means the quality of a Brahmin. The quality of a Brahmin, anyone can have any quality of Brahmin. Compassion, love, devotion to God, the purity of their soul. So these qualities are called what is Brahminic qualities. So that is further rare. People have zeal maybe, virility, to fight for something, the warrior, they have their purush, courage and strength. But not that. It is the quality to know the Brahman. And Brahman means really knowers of Brahman. So tato viprata, and not only viprata, that even if born as a Brahmin, maybe some qualities, but they should know tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata. Then we marga means the path of the Vedic dharma. Vedic dharma, not whimsically you do something, you are the followers of the Vedic religion. That means age-old tested spiritual path. How you can follow that. Those who are doing, they are very rare. He is saying categorically, they are better. Dasmad vaidika dharma marga parata. Vidyattam. And the wisdom, intellectual understanding of that. Tasmat param, that is much higher than that. And then, with this type of quality of person, when they do atma anatma vivechanam, what is atman, what is non-atman, what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is the self, what is non-self, that means what is matter, what is consciousness. He who analyzes this, vivechanam. And not only vivechanam, many scholars can analyze things, but sanubhavo, your own anubhuti, your own experience, sanubhavo. It is only hearing one thing and then feeling, experiencing that thing. Sanubhavo, brahmatmana. What is this anubhuti? Anubhuti can be classified in 1,000 ways. Realization. People say that I have a realization. I have an experience. I experience everything experience. I take a cup of tea, that is an experience. I go to see something beautiful, it's an experience. But not that experience. What type of experience? Brahmatmana samasthiti. You stay in that sthiti, in the stable condition, where Brahman and Atman are united. That type of life, that Brahmatmana samasthiti, this type of samasthiti, that is the goal of life. Aham Brahmasmi, I am that absolute truth. Not the body, not the mind, as Shankaracharya again and again teaches us. So, mukti, this is called the mukti. Now understand, this is not going to heaven is a mukti. Not attaining any something higher thing is in mukti. Mukti is Brahma Atmana Sangasthiti. This little self will feel that I am Satchidananda and Brahman. Aham Brahma. Tattamasi. These are the four great dictums. Tattvamasi, thou art that. Aham Brahmasmi. Then?
Sarvankalidan.
You can say Sarvankalidan, some say not. But anyhow, Sarvankalidan is Brahma. Pragyanam Brahma. The wisdom, the knowledge is Brahma, right? The knowledge of the self. And another is Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Pragyanam Brahma, Sarvankalidam Brahma. These are the four already done. But there is another one. Anyhow, so this type of realization is very rare, because in Shankara's philosophy says, that if you have any vision, that is not realization, Vedantic realization. You may have a vision. Vision means you see something. So when you see something, you are a separate entity, and the object is there, and through some instrument you see that, isn't it? If you have a vision. So what is the condition there? You are there, you are observing that vision. That means you are there, and what instrument is helping you? Mind. Your mind. Your mind is
mind, mind is
mind. And mind is pure mind. Not this type of mind. I cannot see. But who has the vision, say Krishna darshan, Rama darshan, or whatever the Ishta Devata, that is their object is there, Rama is there.
Yeah.
So subject is there, object is there, and instrumentality is there. As I see you, how I see you. I am separate, you are separate, and the senses instrument is allowing me to rays of light and all these things put together, making me see you. This is my experience about you. So when you go to the mystic experience, there also you are there, subject. The object you are seeing, that which you call God, your Ishta Devata, Rama, Krishna, whatever. That object, and through the purity of the mind, with that higher level of purity. But still, it is called Triputi. Noir, knowing, and the known. Kintu, but when knowledge comes, real knowledge, here is saying Brahma Atmana Sangasthiti. Brahman and Atman will merge together, blend together. The example is given there, this water merges into the Cedar Rapids. What do you call this?
Cedar River.
So, suppose rain drop coming from this canal, that canal, when the rain falls and slopes and merges into the
ocean.
Or say ocean or this river. Before it merges, there is a, his goal is to reach this river, and the path is there, and the drop of water is running. When it merges into the water, you ask, hey, what is your name now? He says, I am Cedar Rapids.
Cedar River.
So I am Cedar River. So I am Atman. I am Brahman. I am nothing. I have no separate entity except in this ocean. The ocean of wisdom, ocean of knowledge. Without that, I have no other identity. And he does not say even. Who will say? Drop merges into that. So this is called the Jnanam. This is very beginning. He is just defining what is the goal. Why human life is special? Why the birth of that type of zeal is necessary? Otherwise, how will you understand this secret that you are divine, and to be established, not knowing intellectually, not being born in a Brahmin family who chants the Vedas from the very early days. You go to the South Indian style, many families, they chant the Purusha Sukta, Narayana Sukta. Who understands this meaning? first to memorize, then memorization goes on whole life almost, many people. And you ask them the meaning, they don't know the meaning. Now you know the meaning, and then you know Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yaccha Bhavyam. So when you understand this meaning, oh, Sarvam Etat, is that Atman? That is me? And when you think this new knowledge comes, you get suddenly excited and you get absorbed into that truth. So not knowing that truth, only chanting, only repeating these things are good. Rather, we do not know who does that, they are fortunate. But those who are doing that, they are less fortunate than those who can understand its meaning. And not only understand its meaning, has the zeal. And hey, I will have to know this truth. And then with that effort, they get into a stable condition that feel for a, even for a moment feeling, oh, I am that, I am not this. So that is called the bohu janma koti sukritaihi punnai. Punna, the merit which is earned by janma koti, koti koti janma. Crores of bhakti. Nice. You see, koti 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 janma, sukriti. Sukriti, not duskriti. Not that I killed somebody, I troubled somebody, that karma will not do. You have done charitable activity, you love. Even the animals, you find this type of nature. Some animals, they're so kind. Nature magazine brings out such stories. How a lion. A baby lion is being playing with some deer or some such very vulnerable types of distinct animals. So they are in that birth, they have developed that heart of love and compassion and all, rather than others. As in human also, the same thing. So swato koti janma. And not only janma, sukriti, accumulated good result of those, without that punna, that purity, that merit, na labhate, it is not to be attained. So he gives a total, that is called, when the scriptures are such great, when they start any book, good lectures are those who can follow this process. First you say what you want to say. Total conclusion is given. Upakram, that is called the upakram. The very introduction. You just say the final point what you are going to derive. Upakram. Upasangha. Then when the whole book will be ending, you will repeat this same views and ideas. Upakram, upasangha. Then abhyas. Then you go on telling. In between you say, this is beautiful, this is beautiful, this is unique, this is unique. So this unity of the divine is so great, so grand, so that the speakers and the listeners or the readers will be excited to go for this type of life. Upakram, upasanghar, then abhyasa, arthavad. You have to eulogize. Ah, what a grand life, what a great realization, so that we feel inspired to life. Upakram, upasangha, abhyas, arthavad, and then what? I forgot. No, we have to read again and again. Anyhow, so here is the very special way of saying that. Here, it is translated as it is hard for any living creature to achieve birth in a human form. Strength of body and will. He has translated like that. Strength of body and also strength of will are even harder to obtain. Body is also necessary. Weak body cannot do meditation. Think Ramakrishna, when he was young, look his body, how strong it seems, no? It is not like the lean and thin and just going to fall down.
More or less, it's kind of funny because there's this picture of all the direct disciples after Thakur passed away, and when they were doing tapasya, they were as thin as this pencil.
Rickety.
That because they don't get food. But look at that before, wrestler. Rakhal Maharaj was a wrestler. Vivekananda was a wrestler.
Vijnananda
was a wrestler. Latu Maharaj was a tough guy. Born in a very rustic village and went through. They are not that weak body cannot do. Weak body and weak mind. And you know, when our body becomes weak, we mind also become weak. So weak, that's why it says that with a to strength of body and will are even harder to obtain. Purity is even still harder. Harder even then, this is the desire to live a spiritual life. It's a literal, not a literal translation, but he's explaining a little bit. And understanding of the scriptures is the hardest of all. Reading, chanting scripture is one, understanding is one. As for discrimination between the Atman and non-Atman, for direct perception of the Atman itself, for continuous union with Brahman and the final liberation, these cannot be obtained except through the merits of a hundred billion well-lived lives. So, we are fortunate at least. We have the tendency, zeal, mental strength, will to listen to this, to hear this, to at least try to understand intellectually. And we also crave if we can get a spark of this experience. That's the future. That's the categorically we have come to this far by God's grace. Now, then this is very oft quoted verse, you know. Then the next verse, Durlabham Trayameva Etat Devanu Grohetukam Manushyatyam Mamukshatyam Mahapurusha Sangasraya. So, three things are very rare in life. Trayameva, Traya means three, Evam, Etat, and it only happens, see, God's grace. The important point is coming God's grace. You cannot get to this type. Here, Shankara could have avoided that. Shankara's emphasis is, you do by your own strength. Don't depend on anything. But he's saying, by God's grace. Spiritual life begins by God's grace. Otherwise, desire will not come to listen to these things, to come, spend time for these things. Life has so many things to do. Priority is different. So who has the time and energy to listen and spend time for this type of thoughts and to live in that thought and to make manifest in life? So he says, Durlabham Trayameva. These three are very rare. What are the three? They will tell. Deva Anugraha Hetukam. It is because of the Anugraha, because of the kindness or grace of the Deva, means God. Manushyatyam, first to have a human birth. Here is not saying male body. Previously, people make a mistake. Then he should be consistent. Shankaracharya is not irrational person. He will continuously say the same thing. So he says manushyattam. Manushyattam also means not the human body. Thakur said manushyattam is what? Manush. We are aware, we are conscious about your this. Who are you? Man. Man means weight. Man means your dignity. You have to know who you are, your own dignity. Dignity is I am Atman. I am not this limited one. So manushyattam. Then is mumukshattam. There may be many human beings born, but manushyattam, mumukshattam is the desire. Desire to realize the truth. Mumukshattam. And then mumukshatva. Mumukshatvam. Mumuksha means mukti icha. That is desire, longing for mukti. Mumuksha icha. Mumukshatvam. And third is, even if I have desire, but we need to get the grace of Mahapurushas, great personalities, spiritual personalities, who can guide us. Otherwise, this is a very dark area. People, even to go to a place, new place, you need a good guidance. A road map is necessary. So this is spiritual life. You can believe how much is necessary, because this zone is totally unfamiliar to us, and only the Mahapurushas who have traveled that path, they can guide us. So three things are very rare. Manushyatva. And manushyatva means not only the human birth, but also the understanding about the greatness of this, or dignity of ours. I am not a man, woman, I am Atman, I am divine, I am pure, I am birthless. This dignity, that is the weight, Thakur said. Man means samman. Man means samman. What is the samman? Samman means your glory. What is your greatness? We do not know our greatness. We know only our weaknesses, of the physical or mental or intellectual weaknesses. So these are the three. And Mahapurusha Samastra is very important. That's why Thakur said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. To always to have holy company. That is, they are like Thakur said, even Chaldhwani Jal. He said, Chaldhwani Jal means there is a, if you get intoxicated, then how to reduce your intoxication. In early days, in Indian style, they used to make the rice soak in water, and the water, they used to make that man drink, and gradually the intoxication of that person will go away. So that why it is called, Ramakrishna used the word sadhu, sangha, the company, this holy company, is like that drink, jal. Chal dhwani jal. Chal, dhwa, wash.
Yeah, when you wash the rice, whatever comes out. It's very good thing for the plants also.
Yeah. Acha. So we throw away. It is good for reducing the intoxication.
Right.
What is the intoxication of wine? Wine is the madness, attachment of this world and worldliness. So to how to reduce that, you need to pour that. So chal dhwani jal. Labdhva kathanchit narajanma durlabham. Now, attaining to the human birth like this, which is very rare, crores of lifetimes purity is necessary to have a human birth of this type. And attaining that life, tathapi pungastam shruti paro darshanam. Then there also, attaining that body, you become punastam, mane you have the zeal and ability, virility to think. Tatrapi punastam. There, after this type of zeal, along with Shruti Paradarsanam, you have read the Shrutis, Upanishads, you have read the Vedanta scriptures, you have heard that. Shruti also means hearing. Hearing the tradition of the spiritual traditions, that means the Upanishads, Paradarshanam. He knows, he have read, he have studied. In early days it was very common. Kaladi, he born in Kaladi. In the Brahmin families or in normal style, is that from early childhood the child will learn with father, with their teacher, all the Upanishads. Isha, Vashyam, Midagyasharvahi. With the indication of their hand up and down, where the voice goes up and down, all these rhetorics, they used to learn all these things. So even you know Shruti Paradarsi, you can chant so many chants. But tathapi pungastam Shruti Paradarsanam, but just to atma muktau na jateta, that person who is not making an effort, jateta means jatna. They are not making any effort for what? Atma mukti. For the mukti, liberation of your own self. That attempt is not there. They have learned the Vedas. They are expert. attain this human birth, there is zeal for so many things, but not the zeal for realization, who am I? No? So, just to Atma Mukto no Jateta, who is not making an effort to know who is he or she, Muradhi, he is an idiot. Dhi means Buddhi. His Buddhi is Durbuddhi. His Buddhi, though his Buddhi is fertile Buddhi, he knows so many things. He has the zeal, the energy, and so many things he knows of the world. People know how many topics. Bhapri, you start talking with them. But when you start talking about God or Brahman, then they feel little, their all energy goes away there. Exceptional cases, the devotees. Devotees love to talk about God with all enthusiasm. You will find that if you talk about politics, about talk about Obama, about talk about Bill Clinton or whatever, the people's enthusiasm will come about their subject, a familiar subject. This is not a familiar subject because we never dive deep into it. So this is Sahi Atmaha. He is an idiot. He is a person of suicidal nature. He kills himself. Suicides. Commits suicide. Suicide means what? Suicide means you have everything, but you think I am lost. The life is meaningless. So you kill yourself. So they kill themselves, Atmaha, because they are killing their Atman, not knowing that. They are knowing everything else, which cannot give them eternal peace and joy. So he Atmaha, swang binihanti, he is killing himself. Binihanti means visheshena nihanti. Destroys to the Atman, there is no hope as it were. They kill themselves to such an extent as if they cannot revive their life anymore.
Is that what they call
Atmahatya? Atmahatya normally?
Suicide.
Suicide meaning that frustrated with the life, I have not achieved anything or suffering something, so much I cannot bear. So this precious life which can give us this freedom, that is destroyed. Committing suicide means people hang or people take some drug and this and that. Just to be off from the body, you know, but that is no freedom. That's you have to be. That's why in Hindu Shastra, Hindu scriptures, it says this self suicidal act is a sin. Why? Because you become a body was to live for another 10-20 years maybe. So you have the desire to eat through the gross body, to see things in the gross body, to hear music in the gross body. But you cannot hear them, eat them, sleep, enjoy them, anything, because you are all in the subtle body. You have killed the physical body, like in our dream body. We live in the dream set. But what about the physical? Physical body is gone. So that's why it is said that possessed by ghost. This type of soul, those who have committed suicide, they try to find out some people who are weak-minded. And they try to influence their mind. They enter into the mind of that and influence that mind, and whatever he wants or she wants, the departed, to eat something, he will make him eat. He got a body now. And but some, where will you find such a weak person whom he can control? So that's why it is not untrue that people in India used to have bhute peyeche bole na. It is possessed by ghost. Actually it happens when there is soft-minded person, they enter into, but they don't go to the strong-minded person. Because their mind is strong, he cannot influence them. So that's a very painful stage. Because 10-20 years there will be such a pain that I want to eat. Food is here, I see, but I cannot grab that. My mouth is not there. How will you eat? So that's a more painful stage. That's why he called Atmahatta is bad, simple. ইত কো নস্তি মূঢ় আত্মা যস্তু স্বার্থে প্রমাদ্যতি দুর্লভং মানুষং দেহং প্রাপ্য তত্ত্বাপি পৌরুষম পঠন্তু শস্ত্রাণি যজন্তু দেবান কুর্বন্তু কর্মাণি ভজন্তু দেবতাঃ আত্মৈক্য বোধেন বিনাপি মুক্তি ন সিদ্ধতি ব্রহ্ম শতান্তরেরূপি বলছেন ইত কো নস্তি মূঢ় হু ইজ সচ এ ফুল ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড জাস্ট স্বার্থে প্রমাদ্যতি এভরিওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডস হিজ ওন সেলফ ইন্টারেস্ট নো হাউ দিস পিপল আর সো ফুল অ্যান ইডিয়েট দে ডোন্ট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দেয়ার ওন ইন্টারেস্ট ওন ইন্টারেস্ট ইজ টু বি এস্টাবলিশড ইন ইটার্নাল জয় ইটার্নাল পিস অ্যান্ড দে গিভ আপ দ্যাট অ্যান্ড দে রান ফর লিটল থিং হ্যাঁ সো ইট ইজ এ হোয়াট টাইপ অফ ফুলিশনেস Go know who will be such a fool, those who do not know what is my own interest. Actually, what is my real interest, we are all, most of the people do not know. You will have to go or what? Ask. So, durlabham, what is that? The durlabham manushandeham, this rare human birth, prapyo, having that birth, তত্র অপি পৌরুষম ইভেন হি হ্যাভ দে জিল অ্যান্ড পাওয়ার ভেরিলিটি টু ডু দিস টু দ্যাট নো হাউ মাচ পিপুল স্পেন্ড এনার্জি টু ডু দিস টু ডু দ্যাট ইন ফিল্ড অফ লাইফ লেট আস লুক ইন ইচ ফিল্ড হাউ মাচ স্ট্রাগল হাউ মাচ লেবার হ্যাজ টু ডু টু গেট এ পজিশন ইন লাইফ স্ট্রাগল থ্রু দ্য সেম এনার্জি হোয়াই দে ডোন্ট ইউজ ইট ফর দিস পারপাস হ্যাঁ সো দিস ইজ দি পয়েন্ট তত্রাপি পৌরুষম এন্ড দেন পঠন্তু শাস্ত্রাণি দে রিড দ্য স্ক্রিপচার্স
ওয়াট ইজ দ্যাট টাইম দেয়ার ওয়াজ নো বিল পেইং সিনারিও রাইট
বাট বিল পেইং ওয়াজ দেয়ার বিকজ দেয়ার ফুড ওয়াজ কোয়েশ্চন দেয়ার ইজ নো মানি দে ক্যান নট ফিড দেয়ার চিলড্রেন দ্যাট টাইপ অফ প্রবলেম ওয়াজ ইটার্নাল দেয়ার হ্যাঁ সো প্রবলেম ওয়াজ দেয়ার মে বি আওয়ার প্রবলেম হ্যাজ ইন এ ডিফারেন্ট ডাইমেনশন অফ ইট বাট থিংস আর দেয়ার ইন আনাদার ফর্ম is you read that most of the honest people could not get a square meal. In India, that was a big thing. Brahmins are very poor. Oh,
Thakur's father.
And the Holy Mother, when she was alone, so much problem. So, it is there is another type, though not pay any bill, but sometimes it was. The house, you mortgage, you put to mortgage, you have no money. You borrow some money from landlord or somebody. And then, people, those who have little agricultural land, even today it happens, Bihar and other areas, in every West Bengal also. The people, you say, I mortgage this land for 1 year, give us 500, 300, 200, something. And then you cannot repay that money. And they don't allow you to give that land back. And you are hungry, you cannot get any money, so it is, you cannot pay. Interest of that or return the money. So their problem is there. But our problem is really different because yes, mortgage payment goes on 20, 30 years. Still you may be still hanging on. And when you want to sell, the sale value goes down. So these are all problems. And when you enter into the house, you remodel it, you do it according to your taste, according to the need, adjust those things. And then when you sell, as if it has no value. So that is a true problem. So patantu shastrani, they are reading some scriptures. Jajantu devan, they go to the temple to worship gods and goddesses. Kurvantu karmani, they do so many types of charitable activity or good activities. Bhajantu devata, they sing bhajans of the devatas, gods. But these will not give you liberation. it is not contradictory. It meaning that it will not be a direct cause of liberation, but it assists your mind to purify. It is necessary because without that, how the purity of the mind will come? But you cannot expect. But with these things only, because Vedanta opinion is that liberation means. You'll be off from everything. Yeah. Your mind should be so pure that you don't crave for anything but God. So that type of thing, or Vedanta is not that. Vedanta is that you feel you are Atman, Brahman. There is nothing else in the world, the Atman or Brahman. Atman, Brahman, unity. So that is the very highest conception. They have given in the first, second verse itself. So that concept of Brahmatmaika, Vaikyano Sangasthiti, establishing yourself, your little Atma, merged into the Brahman, that is liberation, nothing else. So according to that definition, that mukti will not be attained if you can chant the Upanishads, Pathantu Shastrani, you read the books and you may explain it, Jajantu Devata, worshipping gods and goddesses with flowers and incense and this and that, Gurvantu Karmani, you do some charitable activity, good activity, helping other people and etc. Bhajantu Devata, you worship and do bhajana, sing bhajans. This will not only allow you to have that experience. Atma Vaikya Bodhena Bina. Atma Vaikya. Vaikya means unity, oneness of the Atman. The Atman, unity of the Atman. Without that experience, Bina Opi, Muktir na Siddhati. Mukti cannot be possible, and mukti is not successful. You cannot attain that mukti successfully. Even you are given the lifespan, Brahma Shata Antare Opi. You get the life of a Brahma. Shata means 100. 100 Brahma's lifetime. One Brahma's lifetime is this Chariyug, 4 Yugas. And Brahma lives for 100 years. One Brahma's, you have read, 4,032,000 something is the years of one day of Brahma. Our lifetime, if we consider 1 year, Brahma's one day is 4,032,000 something like that. And then you are given 100 times of that. Even then you cannot realize. Meaning that you have to focus on this ultimate truth. You love God, so we love God in a objective, subjective way. God is somewhere else. Bring God close. That's why you try to are given the meditate in the heart. And then you think, you forget yourself, it is Lord is seated here. Then you feel that Lord pervades everywhere. So that is the unity of the Supreme Self and the Lower Self. That is called the liberation according to Vedanta.
So Maharaj, God's grace really becomes very important when one has to cut short that time period.
Exactly so.
Because even after that, it is not assured that okay, after 100 Brahma's life we have given. No.
So I think we should give 99.99% weight to God's grace and just 0.001 to God.
No, but point is that here is what is said, that you have to make an effort. And by God's grace will come. When we exhaust our energy, then we take refuge.
Yes.
When see, a police is chasing some evil people. They are shooting back and forth. And suppose now what happens when some people are in the bank robbery and things, what they do? They put into the gunpoint all the cashiers and others. And then police is negotiating with them. Release them, we'll give this, we'll give that. Okay? So long they are powerful. And police is helpless. But when police enters, what you call black cats and others, they enter in different ways silently, and they get the power. Then what happens with the power of these people? as a very innocent people, So this is the point. Ultimately, is this surrender is the point. Surrender comes when you have no other rescue. You are helpless there. So that is the point. We do our sadhana. ore koriski gaurav, Thakur said that song. Ore kushi love, o kushi o love. Do you think by your own power you bind Ramachandra? Kariski Gaura, what glory you are showing yourself? Your power? Dharana dile, if the Lord does not want to be trapped into the caught by you, can you catch God? So this is the
point.
Yashoda also tried to bind.
See? And then the rope is always getting shortened. Could not do anything. So that is the point, that it is very important to have this human life. But what is the point? The ninth verse, I am skipping some. Uddharet atmana atmanam magnam saṃsāra bāridhau yogārurattama śādyo sammak darsana nishtaya. So how will you attain then? First of all, you will have to uddharet atmana atmanam. You have to raise yourself by your own power. If you don't want to rise, who can poke you and bring you to awakened situation? So you have to use your own mind, own force, own energy to be awakened into that consciousness. And then, which type of awakening? In the sammak darsana nishtha. In the tendency to see the oneness, sameness in all. In me, in you, everywhere is the same one Brahman, Atman, that idea. Sannyasya sarva karmani bhavamottami vinimimuktai jattutang panditai ridhirai atma abhyaso upasthitai. Sannyasya sarva karmani. Therefore, what is the way? Not by progeny, not by doing what? Charitable work. Even selfish work? No. No question. Unselfish work? Not even that. Unselfish work can purify. But that also brings pride. I give so much, I do so much. So not by that also. But you have to simultaneously think. That's why Ramakrishna order follows this principle. You are not serving other, you are serving yourself. If you serve anyone, who is there? Who is here? My own self is there. So that's why it is subjective analysis and to identify in that level. So that is the sammak darsana nishtha. Now, with all these things, having these, then you need, what are the things? Four things are necessary. It is vivekino viruktasya samadhi gunashalina mumuksho revahi brahmo jigyasa jagatamata. Now you are studying this book. Who is very fit candidate to listen to this? Competent student. Student. Adhikari too. Who is Adhikari? Who is competent student? Viveki. This person who can discriminate what is permanent, impermanent, what is eternal, what is non-eternal. Virakta. Virakta means vairagya. Vairagya. Renunciation. If it is bad, I am renouncing it. Like the poison and nectar. If someone knows that it is poison, he does not cherish to take it in and drink. But intellectually, if we know, then we still drink the poison. We know many things are not good for spiritual life, but still we do those things. That's the point, because it is not vairagya. So vivek will not do only. Discrimination is good, important first point. But meaning of discrimination is that you take the right thing, reject the useless thing. So vivekino viraktasya. And then samo adi guno salina. You should have six treasures. You need some money. You are going to have a distant journey. So you need some costly what you call coins. What are the six? Sama, dama, titiksha, upurati, shuddha, samadhan. They will tell you. And mumukshu. I want to realize. Why I am doing this? For mumuksha, for liberation. People can do for having the magical power, siddhi. He can do this for Siddhi also. But it is not for that purpose. It is for liberation only. These are the four important points. So what is Viveka, Vairagya, Sama, etc. Six qualities. And the last, Mumukshatta. These are the four things very essential in spiritual life. Then four sadhanas. So ādo nitta nitta vastu viveka parigannati. What is the first sadhana? At the very beginning, nitta anitta, this vastu viveka. This vastu is nitta or anitta? This vastu is nitta or anitta? That's analyze. If you find that it is anitta, then you try what is nitta. Go towards that, what is nitta. Don't hang on to the anitta. So nitta anitta vastu viveka. Iho amutra phalabhoga virago. Iho amutra phalabhoga virago tadantaram. That is vairagya. Vivek vairagya. Vairagya means what? I am not interested in anything iho in this life. Amutra. After death going to heaven, I don't care for heaven. I don't care for these earthly things which are momentary. This is the second. Vairagya is defining. What is virakta or vairagya? Vairagya is iho amutra. Amutra. Iho means this world. Whatever joy it can give, is it permanent or is it impermanent? What is this nature? If it is not permanent, no. I should not seek for that. I may fail 100 times, but I should know. I don't want it. And people are going to heaven. For Vedanta is a childlike talk to go to heaven. You go to heaven for what? What you cannot get it here, you want to get it there without any effort. The Muslim heaven, 72 girls will be there. And what will be there about the girls? So that means just a sensual religion, that it is giving an enticing thing so that this animal instinct will rape and kill people here and go to heaven and having their joy and fun. What type of understand? That's why Vedanta is a rational religion. You cannot befool yourself. You can cheat others by this type of foolish talk, but if you are little intelligent, you will understand, I don't want that. Then why you are going for renunciation? Why you are going for God? Be in this life. So this is the point. Iho amutra, which is the goal of Christianity, which is goal of Islam. But only Hindus, we have heaven and hell, but it is temporary. You do some good work, you get a prize. That's quite understandable. Did something bad, you get a little punishment. Understandable. But that cannot be eternal. If it is eternal, then who wants that? If this type, is there any, suppose, another, why people they don't understand? If it is joy, okay. Very, very good amount of sensual joy. Can one be happy with that? I give the example, I take ice cream, you give me one scoop of ice cream. I enjoy it. Then you make me sit and say, no, Swami, you like the ice cream? Two scoop. I say, okay, acha, acha, no, acha, acha. Three scoop. Then you say, no, you like it, take it. Four scoop. Then in the same sitting, you go on 10 scoop, 20 scoop, 30 scoop, 40 scoop. What will be your condition? It is enjoyment anymore? Why people don't understand the sense experience, even it is a craving thing for us, it cannot be satisfying and you will be bored with it. Monotony will come and you will be, at certain point you will say, enough, no, I don't want anymore. I meet many people. Some people come who are sexually addicted. They come and cry. They say that I understand. It does not give me joy. But I made such an addiction. But I want to get out of it. Alcoholic Anonymous, they come to us. They know alcohol does not give any joy. You drink one and you drink two. but no intoxication. But they don't want that. But they are so much habituated into it. In unconsciously they will have to eat. Smoke. This much you can understand. In India also we saw. Our Swamis also, some of the Swamis. They got into habit of chain smoking. One day they thought it is bad. Because Swamiji Ramakrishna used to hubble bubble. In early days, hubble bubble was a dignified thing. Old elderly people will sit and then, I do not know in your south, but in Bengal, it was very common. Elderly people will sit and with a hubble bubble smoke.
Tobacco.
Now, south also there. Now he, and that's why in our order, sadhus are allowed to smoke only, not marijuana. but only the smoke, bidi or cigarette like that. Now what has happened? One Swami, he was addicted to such smoking. Then he said, I'll give up. Okay, so don't keep any. And he threw away all the cigarettes from his room. But he's so restless in the afternoon. He cannot stand anymore. He asked somebody, hey, you now do one thing. You purchase one piece. When I will ask you, one attendant. You go and purchase one and bring me one only. Don't give me two. So, he went to the shop. That means you are restraining yourself. I need it now. Okay, you wait. He will be called. Then you give the money, then he goes to the shop, then brings it, and then give you one piece. And then again he's restraining, but again, I want one. And then what happened ultimately? The boy has to go so many times. He thought, let me stalk in my room. Who will run so many times? That's a habit, is such a thing. Obsession is such a thing. That's why people don't understand. They think going to heaven. What nonsense you are talking. You do not know what you are talking about. Any sense pleasure, it is limited. And if you take overdose, it is reactionary. You cannot get joy, rather it is a torture. As I said, you like ice cream and you are fed, say, boxes of ice cream. Let us see how you like it anyway. So this is the point.
So Maharaj, in the heaven, all our good karma is exhausted and we have to start all over again, Maharaj.
Yeah, in this life, suppose.
So it doesn't make any sense to go to heaven, Maharaj.
That's the point.
You'd rather stay here, keep accumulating my good karma.
That's why.
Go to hell, exhaust bad karma, faster.
That's why it is suggested that don't crave for going to heaven. Do niskama karma. Accrue the good karma, but don't give it for exhausted with the going to heaven and heavenly pleasures, because it will be gone. Then you have to work again.
Yeah.
You earned with so much energy, then you have to work hard again.
What is the time?
Whether to go to heaven or not, then there should be an option.
Option is ours. I want it or I don't want it. What? I am doing the same work. If you do it, that's why you hold Gita. You offer it to me.
The results to come.
Then it is no more yours. If you give, suppose you have some money in your pocket and you give someone to keep an account of you, it is in his control, then it does not affect you. So the point is that I want to enjoy it, so you exhaust it. That's why Kshine Punne Partha Lokam Vishanti, Gita says, when your Punna, the merit of your action, is Kshina, it is exhausted. Then Punaha, again, Martha Lokam in this material world, Vishanti, you enter into the mortal world.
Oh, that is very sad.
Maharaj, we should not have a checking account, we should just have savings account.
Savings account.
Yeah.
Or FD
account.
Checking account,
not spending.
Yeah.
Just savings account.
Yeah. And
go
on saving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
High yield savings account.
Yeah.
5%
yeah.
interest.
And you go into FD, fixed
yeah.
deposit, and then you get
fixed
more interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fixed deposit in God's account. That's why everyday karma, offer it to God.
That's a good one.
That's why your karma is not coming back to you as a good or bad. That's why you say, oh Lord, please take away my good karma, take away my bad karma, make me free, give me love and devotion. This is the best thing, safe thing, that you are not troubled anymore. Okay, we'll end here, no? Yeah. This is interesting book.
Venkatramani is awesome. Venkatramani is awesome.
Especially when you explain it like word by word, Maharaj, it's really appealing.
Yeah, word by word we should understand. And not only that, you go to the depth of it.
Maharaj, next time you please do Venkatramani. Only.
Yeah, if I can do that, then...
But
yeah.
Even in one retreat,
it's
not going to cover.
No,
one
retreat is not
going
to cover.
No,
that's
cover.
It
is not to cover. It is not to...
See,
you know, one point that you have to think that we cannot cover anything complete. And what is that completion?
Yeah,
the same thought.
No thing, yeah.
The same thought is repeated again and again. What did you learn new today? If we just squeeze your learning, you learn nothing today. You know samadhi, satsampatti, you know viveka, you know vairagya, you know mumukshatta, you know the union with the jivatma, with the paramatma.
Is not that much.
That's the point. We know all this, but we repeat it because it is always energy, it brings energy, it stimulates the inner potentiality in us.
We're trying to form a habit,
Maharaj. Yeah,
with hammer, you have to take the
hammering. Yeah.
Seriously, Maharaj, we should give all of you nails and nails written Viveka, Vairagya, Bhakti, Jnana, hammer it on our heads.
That's true. That's why that is the beauty of our studying together.
Yeah.
That's why you pray. Saha Virjam Karavavahai. This study brings birja, strength, energy. So that we can go higher, upward. Saha virjam, saha means the teacher is benefited, student is benefited. I get benefited. I was talking about this viveka, vairagya. So I was benefited, and if you hear, you will get the benefit. At least for the moment. I may forget again. Matters little. We are not that expert that we can really, once we hear and catch, like Vivekananda. We are not. We are. And nothing wrong in that. Don't feel bad that I am not like that, I am not like him or her. Not necessary. I am. But let me be sincere, I understand it. I recollect it again. Today I recollect it. Then I will make a journey in my life and see how I can apply it. Yeah, more and more and more.
I think it will also help Kumar and I that we discuss.
No, you should discuss. When you sit together, you just discuss. That will explain each other when you talk. Instead of saying any other thing, take one verse. The theme of today. Whenever you see, whenever you talk, over phone, hello, what do you mean by Shama? What is that?
That's
not
the
That's the problem, Maharaj.
Why don't you apply before telling?
No. And it's not to, not to
apply that.
Don't hit that direction. But you only say, let us discuss what is Shama. And just talk about the principle, and then say that we are not going to judge each other, but let us see, this is the Sama idea. Okay, I am struggling my way, you struggle your way, it is not for that, but reminding ourselves so that we can fix our goal every day. This is a good idea.
Is there a book or literature anywhere that gives the meaning?
translation. Like
not like Kshamadam. Because even though we know a little bit of Sanskrit here and there, but most of us are
You can say Chinmay Mission. Chinmay Mission has done a Chinmayananda Swami. You can find their book. They have given more explanatory note about it. Each verse, word by word meaning. And then in Vedanta, Vedanta Ananda Swami, if you don't forget to bring copies for yourself, for those who know Bengali, but for English, I'll recommend you read Chinmayananda Swami's book. Chinmay Mission, they have, and there you can find an explanation also.
And what is the name of the book?
This is the English translation. Viveka is the discrimination. Chura, money. Crestual. Money is jewel.
And this is by Shankaracharya.
The original book is by Shankaracharya. So that you will get everywhere. Here is also that. But she is asking about the good explanation. Word by word, Sanskrit word by Sanskrit word, and its meaning.
Yeah.
That is Chinmayananda Swami, this thick book. It's a very. Okay, so.